Okay. Shirish, we're up to Misgam Anu Begeus Hashem. So Piska Chaf, letter Chaf. Shirish Gaiva, he Bekedusha Gedola. The root of Gaiva, the root of this word Gaiva. So Gaiva we translate as being haughty, right? And that's the real external, really, part of Gaiva. The question is, what is Gaiva? Gaiva is pride, right? Let's call it pride for now, okay? So Geut, right? So that's pride. So Shorish HaGaiva hi b'kedusha elyona. The root of being proud actually has holy roots. Hi gaiva hakedusha is the fact that I'm proud of this greatness that I come from. There's nothing wrong with that statement. Mizgaim anu b'Hashem, right? Be'elokim agadol cherev gavosenu mizgam anu b'yachanim kol olamim im kol ha'yitzurim ki kulanu yitzur elokim chayim anu. Kulanu hinu kshuim ba'or ha'chayim ha'shleimim elyonim ki sof ha'kol li'aged b'chaye ha'kol. So what are we saying here? What are we, when we say that we are proud, right, and I have pride, automatically that seems negative. But what he's saying, I mean, what we're saying is that it's really, the root of that is very positive. Let me see how he explains it in the bottom. Ha'shor ha'kol gaiva gam le'gaiva ha'psula hu gaiva ha'kedusha. Shehi gavosenu be'elokim ashu cherev gavosenu mekor gvurosenu v'romim usenu. The source of my exalted state, or the source of my strength, is God. So if I am able to show that, or express that, or to be proud of that, that's not considered haughty, and that's not considered gaiva. It's not considered a negative gaiva.
What does it mean by cherev gavosenu?
I think the power, the sword.
I know, in a
positive way, like the banner. Okay. So Hagaiva Kedusha Einenu Gaiva Amlivram Acherim Ela Yachadim Kol Yitzur V'Kol Olam Anachnu Mizgeim Akach Shanachnu Kulanu Yitzur Elokim Chayim. So you just explained a nice litmus test, is that it's not saying that I am a great rabbi as opposed to other great rabbis, right? When I say I'm a great rabbi, and I'm never saying that, but I'm saying that in terms of that I'm part of something larger. I'm a part of a great world. I'm part of right. I'm part of God's great world. That's not a bad gaiva, right? That's something that's positive.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Betsy, how are you?
What is that?
So, it, holy gaiva. For me to say that I'm great at something, is anything wrong with saying that?
Not really.
Nothing, exactly. It depends what happens after the comma. Right, or it depends on the context. It depends if I'm saying that I'm the source of my blessing. Or if I'm saying that no, that I am able to reveal the godliness that's inside of me. God gave me the ability to reveal the godliness inside of me. And because of that, I'm taking up more space. There's nothing wrong with that. So, Mizgam Anu B'Yachanim Kol Olamim Im Kol Yitzurim Ki Kolanu Yitzur Elokim Chayim Anu. I do believe in myself. Kulanu Ninukshim Baruch Chayim Hashem Elyonim Ki Sof Hakol Liaged B'Chaya Kol. Because the end is that everything is in me united, is going to have a guda in this large life. So Ma Rabbi Hi Ha'aram Uferesh Makor Chayim Olamim Ma'alechus V'Shotefes Al Hakol. How great is this great light that is really spilling and it's really pouring on everything. Mizgaim anu b'geus Hashem. Geus Hashem hi mekar anava. The geus, the pride of God, is the source, is the root of modesty. Mekar ha-shalom. Eish ochla ha-machala es kol ha-zuama shal gasus v'afrada. Shal kol tumas rayon. Shal kol chushu v'timtum. Or Hashem v'yar lanu ozi v'zim raska v'yihi li lishua. So the way to get rid of bad gaiva, bad haughtiness, is to say that everything that I do have, I'm not going to say that I'm not good. I'm not going to say that I didn't give a good class. I'm not going to say that I don't look good. No, I am. I'm saying that I look good. I'm saying that I gave a good class. I'm saying that I was successful in business. Of course I was successful in business. But who enabled me to be successful in business? God enabled me. Okay, now you can say it was my hard work. Okay, who gave me the ability to work hard? Okay, you can say that was my smart investments. Okay, so who gave you the wisdom to do smart investments, right? So it's always, whatever you're going to come up with and you take credit for it, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you also give credit to God, right? Or as long as you sort of say that, yeah, it's true I did all these things, but God enabled me to not be lazy. God enabled me to be smart. God enabled me to do something with my life. So now that I'm doing something with my life, I'm now able to really do something positive with this thing that I've done, with this learning that I've, right? You know, again, this is the big challenge of you know, you feel good about something. You know, I felt good about the class that I gave on Sunday. I felt like it was very fluid. I felt like it was very direct. So now, for me to say that I don't feel good that I gave a good class, no. I feel good that I gave a good class. But on the other hand, it was with Siyata Nishmaya, it was with Hashem's really, really guidance that I was able to really put together something nice in my head and also the way I said it. And I recognize that, and I'm really, and for me to take full credit for anything, right? Again, Shutfin Ba'adam, right? There's three Shutfin. Again, I have a part of it. My wife has a part of it. And also God is a part of it, right? So, I mean, again, it gets a little nuanced to say parts. But really, what am I doing over here? I'm shining and I'm expressing Hashem's light. You know? Okay. So, Ein Shum Chshash Gaiva Bahargoshes HaTorah HaPnimis Be'emek HaDas V'Gil HaNeshama. There's no concern about negative Gaiva when I feel a certain inner purity. Be'emek HaDas V'Gil HaNeshama. So when I feel good spiritually, when I feel good, when my soul feels enlightened, there's no concern about gaiva. There's no concern about false pride. I think that's pretty straightforward. It's so straightforward, he doesn't have a commentary on it. Okay. Right? So one of the things that we learned on Sunday was that what's called the Tzelem Elokim? What does it mean to be the image of God? So he says over here, when it's revealed in a person, the image of God, then it's revealed in him, Gamkin Ha'atama. Then also what's revealed in the person is the ability to be fit for it, right? Oh, okay. Rav Kook explains the idea that there's two steps of joy, or there's two parts of joy. One is a growth, and one is being fit for the growth, right? So when I, like the way he explains it is that when I make a, when I get new clothing, right? When I get something new, I make a shechianu. Why am I getting shechianu? Because if I just get the new clothing, I'm going to be happy about it. What makes me fit to have the new clothing? The fact that I make a shechianu, the fact that I make a bracha, right? In other words, someone gives me something nice, and then I have to make, and I feel happy that I've grown, that I've achieved something more. But now that I achieve something more, you need to fit yourself into that. You need to make sure that you grow together with the thing that you're receiving. That's called the hatama. He explains beautifully that. That's a real secret of joy. That's a real real point of joy. Okay. That my individual soul is ra'i, or it fits to house this great godliness. And as more godly I become, or inside of me it becomes, what's he practically saying? That's the question over here. What does that mean, right? The more godly I become, the more I then also have to fit myself into that godliness. And practically, what does that mean? I'll tell you what I think.
Can you read that last part again?
V'kol ma'asha inyan eloki hu mosif gdula b'kirbo. And more that the spiritual concept or godliness adds greatness in his midst, in his depth, u'meyur b'tzamo b'haprimi, and enlightens his inner image, tzelem, kachla miskadelas he, gamke hanashama metilchiyusa, so too also my soul, okay, without getting too nuanced about what's the soul and what's, but my individual soul, again, I'm trying to radiate God inside of me, right? God's there, I'm trying to radiate it, I'm trying to bring it down. So now that I bring it down, my neshama has to, my soul has to expand also, so to speak. Umismalis chayim, I mean, I would say what he's really talking about is Shabbos. Right? When on Shabbos, there's a There's a greater presence of God, so to speak, right? So if there's a greater presence of God, I have to expand myself. I have to eat meat and wine. I have to have a nicer things on Shabbos because my reality is now more godly, right? I mean, he would say also about Eretz Yisrael. Like Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be, you're supposed to have more in Eretz Yisrael, which is the opposite of how we look at it, right? But we're supposed to not be so concerned about the comfort in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, right? The comfort in Israel is supposed to be a way of really expressing the more godliness that we have. I mean, this is a fundamental concept he's saying right here. You hearing that? So yeah, I mean, I think what he's saying right now is that the more godly the time or the space or I am, then the more I have to share, the more I have to encompass. And then the less I could be concerned with getting trapped by the physical, which is why on Shabbos I'm supposed to not be limited. I think that's what he's saying here, if I am understanding correctly. Let's do one more. Chaf Gimel. Katnas ha'amuna. Small-minded faith, or narrow faith. V'rechuku shel adam minikdosh shel yona, and the distance from person to the root of holiness. Ba mitoch she'en biyad l'romes erech atzmo ad shikv li b'harayin ha'gadol, ech shekdu el kis ruyolo. Comes from the fact that a person is not able to uplift his own value and make it rooted in his heart to the point that godliness is that he's appropriate for godliness, right? Again, katnas emuna v'ruchuka shel adam minakdu shel yona, being small-minded in my faith, and the distance of a man from this higher holiness, b'mitoch she'ein biyado l'romeim, that a person does not have in his hand, l'romeim is erech atzmo, to uplift his own self-worth, ad she'ikva b'liba rayin ha'gadol ech shekdu l'elokis ruyolo. Let's say this a little bit differently. Miut v'dalas ha'emuna shel adam b'hashem. V'dalas ha'emuna. Like that I have.
The reality of
Emuna? Well, dalas means. Ineffective. Yeah. I mean, you know, like low, so to speak. Shel adam b'hashem. Like a real small faith. V'richuka mekadosha, and distance from its holiness. Ba'im comes from mechusar yicholoso, from a lack of ability, lahakir, to recognize b'romumus erko, his own value, that his own value is fit for God. Now this is a big statement to make. Me having small emuna, me having limited superficial belief in God, is because I don't believe in self. Let's keep going. He explains it.
Well, both ways.
What do you mean? If I don't believe in God, I believe in self?
No. The more you believe in God, the more you believe in yourself. God brings confidence.
Yes. That's true. Now he's saying the lack of being able to get closer to God or to understand more about God or more about connecting to God, let's say definitely not about God, but the inability to deepen my connection with God comes from a lack of self. That's what he's saying, and that's a big statement to make. Now he's going to explain it. Hagadul el Yona, hadavru kach meisha ein bigdul el Yona makum l'rayonos elokim mugbalim. The greatness of God is not limited to small, limited ideas. Okay? V'alkein hidoche mitchuma es rucha shel adam shelo esromim machshavetz kedushos v'darka chayim tohores ad shegashu matim l'gdul azos. Again, ha'gdul al-yona ha'mis'eres es kol rayon mugbal asher l'machshav elokis. This greatness, this great idea that removes or confuses any small, limited idea of godliness.
What was
Hamisaeres is like a storm.
Oh, okay.
So mitatel is like confuses, like just, you know, it's not stable. He biyuma hanora migareshes es ruach adam megvula. Kozman shelo yiramen v'yinase machshava shel kodesh u'baruchas chayim shel tohar l'chush ba'atzmas atamas el gdula zu. So, greatness, by definition, is going to keep smallness away. Now, you would say that, what do you mean? Part of great is small, right? But in other words, my natural, the natural state of having a relationship with God is not to be limited. The second I'm limiting it, because I don't have self-worth, perhaps, and therefore I don't know that it's affecting me, so to speak, let's say, we'll get there, that what I'm essentially doing is creating the distance from God.
No, I'm just thinking about it.
In other words, you can't fit infinity into a finite square.
So therefore you have to have internal growth.
And therefore you have to recognize...
externally you can't grow, you have to grow internally.
And therefore you have to recognize that you are part of the infinity. That means when you daven, again, I'm not saying this is wrong, but I am. What do you mean? Why are you looking up? What do you mean God's up there? God's not up there.
Oh, partly.
But there's no up. There's not physical, right? But you're saying it's up. It's like you're saying that physically God is up. Again, we do it because it represents something. It represents that it's higher or... it's outside of any type of existence that we know. But there's no up. Right? Not to quote Uncle Moshe, but Hashem is up, Hashem is down, Hashem is everywhere. Right? So the statement of looking up, which is really an emotion, which is...
looking up is an exercise.
Okay, fine. It's an exercise for us to realize that the relationship with God is larger than anything that's here. But it's included everything that we're here. That's here also.
Well, why say it's an exercise? Because I don't remember my source, but if you feel depressed, you're supposed to look up when you daven. Okay, so why would that be?
Because you're taking yourself.
Because what does a downcast person do? Somebody who's depressed, he's dragging himself, physically dragging himself. So all that, it is a mechanism. It's an external mechanism. Okay, it still doesn't get you to the inside.
Okay,
but it's an external mechanism.
Okay.
Getting to the inside is something different. But you can't, there's another step, so I don't know.
What's the other step?
I don't know yet.
Okay, so let's see. So Anvila Yoda Masera says, Kol Rayon Mugbal, Ashla Machshav Elokis. Right, so any Mugbal, any idea that's limited, this greatness gets rid of or shakes the foundation of. Why? Because again, In order for this small thing, in order for it not to be in the way of this great light of God, it has to not be stable. It has to it has to be weak, so to speak, right? So now I may think that no, my small connection with God is going to be very strong, but by definition it can't, right? So it has to be shaken up, so to speak. He be human hanora migareshes es ruach adam megvula. Kol zman shelo yiramen v'yinasim machshava shel kodesh u'baruchas chayim shel tohar lachush ba'atzmas hatamas el gdula zu. Let's keep going. Maybe we'll explain a little bit more. U'biyichud hadavar nogei l'Yisrael. And for sure, when something is to a Jew, kivras elokim ha'le'umis, and this is what he keeps going back to, the closest of God, the national closest to God, needs a deep belief in real pride, in national pride. I have to believe in self. The more I believe in self, the more I'm going to believe in God. I have to believe in Jewish self. The more I believe in the Jewish people, the more I'm going to believe in God. That's what he's saying here. Amnam, geus kodesh, zu. this feeling of exaltedness, kishem shi aduya begaon, the same way it's adi, is it is wrapped, it is tachshit, right? It is adi is a tachshit. What? Ayin dalid yud, right? We talk about... Right, so it's one of the... Right, why do we call the Torah idias, right? One of the expression, one of the ideas, that why is it called an adi? Because it adorns us, right? So, kishem shi aduya bagaon, just like it is wrapped and it is covered in greatness and exaltedness, kachi shivutz ba'anava gedola.
What is covered with... What is,
This geus kadosh zu,
okay.
Right? This feeling of aromamus I could only feel it if I recognize the greatness of it, i.e., gaiva. But it also is shavutza. Very interesting word to use is mishubetzes, right? Ba'anava gedola, right? That it also has parts of it that's anava. What?
Ikev anava yiras Hashem.
Oh. So Vanova Lokis, Habamita Khadul Mishabaris Ima, Himofia al Ofian Ishmashi Shaknes Israel, that Munasa Bikervasa El Kel Olam Kone Shemayin Vaaretz Asher Ein Cheker Lugduloso, Mishtareshes Bitok Ma'amake Nishmasovim Miskadeshes Umisala, Mishtacheres Umatkina Atzma Lugula Shlema.
So you have to be surrounded by it. You have to be. Your gaiva has to be set in anava.
It's a fascinating idea. So I have to be haughty in the context of humility.
Which really isn't haughty.
It's not haughty, correct. It's called, I'm calling it haughty because I don't have an English word for gaiva. But really, pride. So really what he's saying over here, again, I cannot... I cannot connect to God in a very deep way if I don't believe in self.
Without internal expansiveness.
Okay, so explain that then. Why not? Why can't I believe in God?
You can believe in God, but you don't reach the inner depth.
Fine. But I mean, it's the same thing. Why can't my faith be developed in God?
A guy who does mitzvot and doesn't get into thinking still is believing in God. That's not. He doesn't reach the full potential.
Because he doesn't. That, you're saying in a practical way.
No, I'm not. No, but if he does, in order to maintain the external, you have to expand the internal. Otherwise, the external won't. Do it on its own.
The only thing I'm not hearing so much, he doesn't say external and internal. I mean, that the way you're saying it sounds like the only way to expand the world is to believing in self, which makes a lot of sense.
Believing in self. You can't have a sense. Your sense of self has to be tied. If it expands within you, right? Within you, that means. It has to be tied to that which is totally unlimited, what you said there.
So then you believe in the fact that you have the ability or you are a part of God, right? Then that deepens your relationship with God. That's true.
Okay, yeah.
Now, let's say a person has small belief. How would you understand the word small belief?
I don't know what he means by that.
Right. So... That's a good point. What does he mean when he says?
I don't think he means that in a derogatory way.
Katnus emuna v'richuko shel adam mekedusha yona.
Okay, I mean, he could be just describing an existing fact.
Simple faith. Miut v'dalus emuna shel adam b'Hashem. No, it seems to see negative.
He is being negative about it.
Yeah. So katnus emuna v'richuko shel adam.
How do you say simple faith? Hebrew.
Pshuta.
Okay. What does pshut really mean? Pshut. So it's not.
Well.
Emma pshuta is not.
He doesn't really say the word pshuta ever.
Well, what I'm saying is when they say emuna pshuta, pshut means really reach out. So if your emuna is.
Yeah, pshuta might be the highest. Emuna pshuta might actually be the highest.
Yeah.
He's saying katnus emuna.
Okay.
Kanas emuna, the connotation is that it's small emuna, small faith.
Does he define it though?
Well, in my eyes, that would be limited faith.
But what, how does he define it?
He doesn't.
Okay.
Kanas emuna viruchuko shel adam min hakdusha
al-yona. Okay.
Distance of a person to the higher holiness.
Okay.
So does that mean a person who's not over Hashem? No, it could be over Hashem. But it's very small. Where does it come from? B'mitoch she'ein b'yado l'romayim es erech atzmo. The person doesn't have the capability of lifting up his value, of his own self-worth. Ad she'ikava b'libo harayon agadol. Ech shekdu alokis
re'lo. Say it again. A little slower.
B'mitoch she'ein b'yado l'romayim es erech atzmo. Ad she'ikava b'libo harayon agadol. The person doesn't have the ability to do this, to set in his heart this idea, this great idea. Ech Shekdula Elokis Royla, how the greatness of God is appropriate for him, meaning that he's able to be this thing. That causes a person to separate. That causes a person to say, God is up there. Again, not that the person doesn't believe in God, but the person starts saying that God is a man with a long white beard. Man with a long white beard. Is there anything wrong with that? No. But it's childish. It's childish.
That's
right?
All I can perceive.
What?
That's all I can perceive. So it's
what? That's the question. Lacking. What's causing me to only be able to perceive that?
You.
That's what he's saying. What?
Yourself.
In which aspect, though?
I can't think of the aspect that you haven't let yourself grow.
In other words, that you don't believe in yourself. Because I think that I am not worth it, therefore I need to put God in a box. This is a powerful idea.
I guess I never thought of God as a man with a long white beard.
Fine, I did. I did, and I think a lot of people have done that. Right? Because as a child, at a certain point in childhood, how could you understand something? You understand God in the context of perhaps as like your parents. You understand God as an ATM machine. You understand God as I need something, I go to God and God gives it to me.
But I had real no connection with God, so therefore I didn't have I didn't even rise to the level.
You're talking about yourself?
As a child, I didn't rise to the level of conceiving God as anything because he wasn't relevant to my life.
Look, you take Hollywood, and Hollywood has a description of God, and then they describe God in a certain way whenever they want to describe God, at least up to this point. You know,
I don't think they mention that anymore.
A man with a long white beard?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, so as a child, the imagery that I received...
Michelangelo.
Okay, fine. Whatever you want to say, the root of it is, there's still something in Nitya, the fact that I need to say that God is small. The reason why I need to say that God is small, right, or limited, is because I feel that I am limited.
You feel because you don't have it, it's because God doesn't have the power to get you there.
Or whatever. But one would say that the approach to this, maybe the practical approach is this way, is that work on your belief in God and then you'll work on belief in yourself. What he's really saying is that what causes me to have a very superficial faith in God and a superficial connection and to be disconnected from the source of the holiness is a lack of self.
Okay, so let's take it back to La'umi then.
Not even more so.
You see Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Which part?
We didn't leave on our own. We didn't try to leave on our own. Once they tried, they didn't make it. But the point is that once we left, we still had a problem because we didn't have a sense of self.
Right. Right. Yeah, you're right. That's one of the points.
That's for sure.
Right. So, I mean, that's Adam and Farshim are saying that the reason why we didn't go straight from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, we didn't go straight from Egypt to Israel, is because we needed to go through a process of refining ourselves and getting to this higher emuna, higher belief system. But I think this is really important. This is like a real meditation that we have to work on. How the more I develop myself and the more I feel self-confident and start recognizing the abilities that I have, the more I can then understand God in a much greater way. Fun. That's really what he's saying. To be continued tomorrow.
Mitzrayim comes from, right?